For several days, we've been sharing with you along the thought, men who met the Master. Most of these men have been men from the Word of God. But we've also had some share with you, men that are living today. And one such man is Dave King. Dave is a public school teacher. Dave and I have worked together in the work of the Lord out at the Gospel Chapel and in camp work. Several months ago, the Lord led Dave and some others to start a new work, Christian Believers Fellowship, out in Donelson. And it's our privilege today to have Dave with us and let him tell you how he met the Master, Dave King.
Thank you, Johnny. I'd like to just share with you a few thoughts that come to my mind as I reflect upon the time when I first came in contact with the Lord Jesus. I was a young man, about 12 or 13 years old, and as I heard the Word of God and heard the Gospel being presented to me, I realized that Jesus Christ had died not just for the entire world, but for me specifically. And I responded to that love. I accepted Him as my personal Lord and Savior. And as time went on, I grew to know more about what He had done for me, and I learned to appreciate Him more. I'd like to share with you a couple of thoughts that were very important to me as I first came to know the Lord Jesus. In 1 Timothy, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the young man Timothy, makes the statement in chapter 2, verse 5. He says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." When you think about that, the fact that there is just one God, and we know that God is a triune person, He is Trinity, and yet there is this oneness of God. As we think about that, and then we think about the fact also that there is only one mediator, only one go-between between God and men. And the Apostle Paul tells us that mediator, that go-between, is Christ Jesus. Today in our society and in all over the world, I've found as I've had the opportunities to travel in the service, I've found many, many people seeking and struggling to know God in many different ways. And in our culture today, people would tell us that it doesn't matter how you come to know God, as long as you're sincere and trying hard and this type of approach. The Word of God seems to be very clear on it that it's only through the Lord Jesus, it's only through personal faith in Him that you can have eternal life. And the writer of the book of Acts, the Dr. Luke, as he expresses it, writes in Acts chapter 3, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." It's only in the Lord Jesus, and I'm thankful today that I personally know Him as my Savior. It's wonderful to have fellowship with other believers in Jesus Christ. And this fellowship far transcends any denominational lines or anything like this. It's knowing Him, knowing that person who died on the cross of Calvary because of my sin. Knowing that I was lost and bound for the eternal pit of hell, and yet the Lord Jesus loved me. When I was an alien, an enemy, separated from God, He loved me and gave Himself for me. That type of love, realizing that type of love, how can I do anything else but give myself to Him? I just wanted to share those thoughts with you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave King, and it's been a pleasure having you share with the listeners of the broadcast what it has meant to you since you came to know the Master. Should there be those listening today who know not the Lord Jesus Christ as Master and Redeemer and Savior, it would certainly be our joy to share with you how you can not only know Him, but know for sure, as the Word of God says, that you're going to be with Him in eternity. If we can be of any help, call us, and may the Lord bless you today.